This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Choosing the right crop insurance for your farming operation can be challenging. At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our professionals know crop insurance and can explain the different coverage options available. Farm Credit can provide the latest information on new crop insurance policy combinations, along with recent changes to the Federal Crop Insurance Program guidelines. Information that helps you choose the best coverage plan for your farming operation, whether it's a yield or revenue coverage policy or the new total weather insurance program. Farm Credit provides you the latest coverage information, product knowledge, and exceptional customer service, all delivered to you conveniently with our on-farm service. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for the crop insurance coverage to meet your risk management demands. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too. Remember, 800-444-FARM. At Farm Credit, we understand.
Accidents happen, and when they do to your vehicle, you want the job done right. For that, you need two things, the right person and the right equipment. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra has both. Body shop manager and Carlinville resident Jeremy Gons has certified technicians and the latest equipment like a frame straightening rack, sandblasting booth, a 100 alignment machine, and downdraft bake finish paint booth to give you a factory finish. They can paint your bumper, fix the deer hitch, or even do color spray in blenders. And they provide loaner cars. Accidents happen. Let Jerry and the crew at Smokey Jennings handle it for you. Getting the job done right since 1946.
First of all, the DTN general opening call for today. Expect corn later this morning to open steady. Beans 2 to 4 higher. Wheat about a penny lower. The overnight crude oil market 24 cents higher at 106.52, while the Brent crude $1.33 higher at 124.23. The April gold contract $6.80 higher at $1,778.10, while the U.S. dollar index 0.248 lower at 78.963. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed at 644.5. That was up 11. May wheat closed at 645.75, up 9. July wheat closed at 660. That was up 8.5. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 638.25. That was up 8.75. May corn closed at 641.25, up 7.75. July corn closed at 644.25. That was up 6.75. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1272.25, up 1.25. May beans closed at 1278.75, up 1.75. July beans closed at 1286.5, up 1.5. March soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 331.30, up 11. May meal closed at 333.80, up 11. July meal closed at 335.70, up 11 cents. March soybean oil yesterday closed at 54.22, up 16. May oil closed at 54.61, up 16. And July oil closed at 55.02, up 17. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash grain recap.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with today's grain market news report. The Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Wednesday afternoon. Technical buying at the Board of Trade helped to push corn and wheat values higher. Soybean prices were supported by yet another sale of 175,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 9 cents stronger at 629 to 647. Soybean bids were up 1 to 3 cents at 1246 to 1267. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 9 to 10 cents at 639 to 661. Soybeans gained 1 to 2 at 1259 to 1280. And soft red or winter wheat gained 10 to 12 cents at 630 to 655. In the St. Louis area, Country Elevators and Mills reported those corn bids 7 to 9 cents stronger, ranging from 639 to 646. Soybeans advanced 1 to 3 cents at 1259 to 1268. And soft red winter wheat up 9 to 12 cents at 638 to 649. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 9 to 13 cents higher at 641 to 650. Soybeans gained 1 to 3 cents at 1281 to 1285, and the new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery up 5 to 9 cents at 642 to 645. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal elevators place their producer corn bid 7 to 8 cents stronger at 662 to 666. These same elevators place their soybean bid steady with quotations at 1301 to 1304. Softer header winter wheat gained 7 cents at 654 to 655, while the Milo ended a penny higher at 622 to 623. That is our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
April hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at $90.32, up a half dollar. May hogs closed at $99, up 27. June hogs closed at $100.12, up 77. February live cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at $129.35, up 45. April cattle closed at $131.15, up 2. June cattle closed at $128.85, up 17. March feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at $158.42, down 17. April feeders closed at $160.87, up 2 cents. May feeders closed at $162.32, down 2 cents. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report for Wednesday, February the 22nd. Negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 3,700 head today. They traded 44 cents lower from $76 to $89.50 with a weighted average of $82.06. And in Illinois today, there was 12,725 head of bears and gilts sold. Primal cutout value for a loin was down $1.14 today at $84.93. The Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report, today's estimated receipts is 1,125 head, and Tuesday's actual was 8.25. Sows traded steady with moderate demand. U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds from $51 to $54, 4 to 5 weights from $52 to $58, and over 500 pounds traded from $55 to $60. Illinois Direct Bears and Gilts traded steady again today from $56 to $61. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Wednesday. Hogs are at 421,000 on the day. That's compared to 420,000 last week and 421,000 last year. Cattle are at 118,000 on the day. That's compared to 116,000 last week and 131,000 from the same time last year. The USDA afternoon estimated box beef choice cutout values. There was a total of 154 fabricated loads and 54 trim loads. Choice carcasses are up $2.73 at $1.96.88, and select carcasses are up $1.48 at $1.92.63, leaving the choice select spread at $4.25. At the Greenville Livestock Auction opening report for Wednesday, they estimate 450 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers are trading $2 higher, and slaughter Holstein steers were not tested early. Slaughter steers choice yield grade 2s and 3s from $1.24.5 to $1.31. Select and choice cattle are trading from $1.20.5 to $1.24.5. Slaughter heifers choice yield grade 2s and 3s from $1.25 to $1.30, while select and choice heifers were from $1.19 to $1.24.5. And at the Shelbyville Livestock Auction on Tuesday, they had 525 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold 50 cents to a dollar higher, and slaughter Holstein steers sold mostly one higher. Slaughter cows sold 3 to 4 higher. Slaughter steers choice yield grade 2s and 3s from $1.24.25 to $1.31.75, while select and choice cattle traded from $1.20 to $1.24.75. Choice Holstein steers from $1.14.25 to $1.21.25, and a few high dressing Holsteins from $1.23 to $1.23.25. Slaughter heifers choice 2s and 3s from $1.25 to $1.31, and select and choice heifers from $1.21 to $1.24.75. In the slaughter cow division, break-in type cows from $86.50 to $90, bone-in type cows from $79 to $85.50, and lean cows from $68.50 to $75, with a few high dressers from $78.50 to $82, and a few low dressers at $62 to $65. Thank you. This has been Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Now back to the main studios of WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, February Class 3 milk closed at $16.07 unchanged. March milk closed at $15.37 down 4. April milk closed at $15.24 down 2. February butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at $1.47 unchanged. March butter at 146.5 unchanged. April butter at 152.75 up a quarter. February non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 138 unchanged. For March, 132.75 unchanged, and for April, 131 down a quarter. Spot prices for block cheese, 148 down a half. For barrel cheese, 147.5 down a half. For butter, 141.5 unchanged. For non-fat dry milk, 129.25 unchanged. And the spot price for Class 3 milk, $17.05. According to the United States Department of Agriculture's cold storage report released Wednesday, American cheese stocks increased modestly, or about 1.5 million pounds in January of this year, to 612.5 million pounds over December of 2011. American cheese stocks are about 4% or 25.5 million pounds less than last January's level of 637.9 million pounds. The report indicates January's strong milk production gain was either converted into non-fat dry milk or butter, or if it was manufactured into American cheese, it was consumed domestically or exported. Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $6.47, for March, $6.46. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $6.39, for March, $6.38. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, $12.64, for March, $12.57. Wheat delivered to Scottville for February, $6.19. For more information, contact Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 368-2888. The pre-opening prices, once again, corn at Greenfield, $6.47, corn at Scottville, $6.39, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $12.64, wheat at Scottville, $6.19. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday, brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. A check of Color Radar weather is next.
Let's get ready to mow at Sloan's. Our factory-trained technicians are ready.
Check.
Our John Deere parts are set.
Check.
Beat the rush with our complete 14-point inspection. Why not keep your John Deere investment paying off for years to come? Give it the annual upkeep it deserves, and we'll have you ready to mow. Call today and book early at any of Sloan's 11 Central Illinois locations or online at sloans.com.
Powered up with Sloan's.
Color radar at this time showing scattered light showers north and east of a line from Shelbyville to Springfield, moving slowly to the east. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Whether you're a municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services, your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at CTEM.
Hi, this is Kristen Bitter from M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't go together, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Across mid-Illinois for today, cloudy skies with a chance of a shower. High temperatures in the upper 50s, west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, low temperatures in the mid-30s, and for tomorrow Friday, partly cloudy and colder, the high in the low 40s. The extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy skies with a chance of showers on Monday. Low temperatures in the upper 30s, highs in the upper 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, light west winds, the barometric pressure rising, our temperature 41 degrees. Overnight, the Weather Watcher family, or the Lang family of Coffeen, recorded a trace of precipitation overnight. Once again, 41 degrees at the Weather Center. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. On the AM Live program Monday, we talked to Mike Franzen of Farm Credit Services Taylorville office. He went over changes in crop insurance for the 2012 growing season.
Well, we've got some new things going on for 2012 as far as what exactly is changing. We're looking at, we have a trend adjustment is something new for 2012, and trend adjustment is where the yield, the historic yield for crops have generally increased, and trend adjustment is an application basically that the government has looked at whereby we can increase the yields, so based on over time. And what it is they're going back in the databases and for the history, and they'll go back maybe 10 years. If a guy's got a 10-year database, and he can go back and get his yields bumped up every year, and that being the case, the new trend-adjusted average, if it's higher than his actual APH average, he would get to use that for his actual guarantee on his policy. So that's one of the key things for this year. We also have, there's a reduction in rates from what the years past. That again, was done from a study, and they feel that the rates have been a little bit high, especially in Illinois and in the Midwest, for corn and beans both, and there's going to be a general reduction in rates for the 2012 crop year.
Also in our farm news on this Thursday morning, as lawmakers on both the Senate and House Agriculture Committees look for budgetary and policy answers in preparation for the possibility of writing a new farm bill this year, there are many unanswered questions. House Ag Chairman Frank Lucas says his first concern is how much money will be available.
Is it going to be a $23 billion reduction, as Senator Stabenow and I agreed to? Will it be the $32, $33 billion number the President talked about in his budget proposal? Or what will Mr. Ryan off the House Budget Committee throw at us? He had a $40 billion number last time. I need a number. I need to know what's available to me. I need leadership to commit to floor time. And I think we on the Ag Committee, we'll try and make something happen.
This year, the committees more than likely will at least start farm bill negotiations with the proposal they put together for last fall's failed super committee on budget reduction. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says the Stabenow-Lucas collaboration was admirable.
Pretty much have to admit that the two of them at least got together and agreed on something. None of the other committees did that. I think the farm bill that emerges is going to bear some similarity to that. I'd be surprised if there aren't changes. But I don't know that we're going to know what all the changes are because we still haven't seen the language.
Congressman Lucas says, ultimately,
if we're going to step away from the old direct payment program, if you're going to go to crop insurance, the question then becomes, how much crop insurance do you have? Do you protect against disasters? Or do you go so far as to address swings in price? And how much money do you have to write those policies with that concept? Well, that's the real question.
Congressman Lucas says there are groups, especially in the Midwest, who want a big focus on revenue protection from swings in price. For those who live in parts of the country where weather is a big factor, though, Congressman Lucas says the focus is on protection in that realm first. In other farm news this morning, new record high prices were recorded last week as cash-fed cattle traded $4 to $6 higher. Southern feed yards sold cattle at $128 to $129, with tops in Texas at $129.50. Northern feed yards traded at $128 to $129 live, $202 to $203 dressed. Such prices take the value of a finished steer to nearly $1,700 per head. Higher cattle prices last week were fueled by rising futures prices and advancing boxed beef prices. Choice boxed beef cutout values were quoted Friday at $190.45, an advance of $3.80 from the previous week. Select values were $185.90, an increase of $4.02 from the Friday before. The choice select spread was $4.56, narrowing 21 cents from the prior week. Higher cattle and beef prices are pushing retail prices higher, and January saw new record levels. The USDA all-fresh retail beef price was $4.64 per pound, up 9 cents from December, and 39 cents higher than a year ago. The USDA choice retail beef price was $5.09 per pound in January. That compares with USDA's retail pork price of $3.50 per pound in January and the broiler price of $1.86 per pound in January. Motorists may be closer to finding more ethanol at their gas pump since the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency approved safety concerns last week. Ethanol supporters applauded EPA approval as a way to open the door for E15 to replace E10 blends now in use. This step, although not an important one, doesn't actually legalize the sale of E15 at every pump, but was among the final hurdles in that process, according to Jeff Skates, president of the Illinois Corn Growers Association. The United States and Mexico have reached an agreement that would allow oil and gas drilling on more than 1.5 million acres in the Gulf of Mexico, resolving a dispute that has left those areas in limbo for more than a decade. The agreement establishes a legal framework for U.S. companies to develop offshore energy projects with Petróleos Mexicanos, the Mexican state oil company, known as Pemex, in areas that straddle the two nations' maritime border. The Illinois Department of Agriculture has scheduled meetings for those interested in participating in this year's Illinois Products Farmers Market and Illinois State Fairgrounds Community Garden. A public meeting will be held at 5:30 next Thursday, March 1st, for new and returning community gardeners. Potential and current vendors can get more information about the Illinois Products Farmers Market at 5:30 on March 22nd. Both meetings will be held in the Department of Agriculture Auditorium on the fairgrounds. And for more information, you can visit IllinoisProductMarket.com. Export sales of 250,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2012-2013 marketing year, and export sales of 110,744 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations during the current marketing year. The marketing year for corn and soybeans began September 1st. The United States Department of Agriculture issues both daily and weekly export sales to the public. Exporters are required to report to the USDA any export sales activity of 100,000 metric tons or more of one commodity made in one day or quantities totaling 200,000 tons or more in any reporting period. Coming up this evening, the Gillespie FFA chapter is having a chili supper. It starts at 6:30 and it will be held in the Gillespie High School cafeteria. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Once again, the DTN general opening call. Expect corn to open steady, beans about 2 to 4 higher, wheat about a penny lower. The overnight crude oil market, 24 cents higher at 106.52, Brent crude 133 higher at 124.23. Part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.